Welcome back. You also have an Elements tab, and you'll be able to go first to manage the existing elements on your page. If you click this link, you'll be able to see all of the elements that are already on the page that you are working on. And what you'll see when we highlight one particular element, you'll see that that element is also going to be highlighted on the page. What you'll also see is that we can hide an element, and we can make it reappear. We can clone that individual element, and we can delete what we cloned, and we can edit that particular element by clicking on this edit button. That's going to give us access to a menu where we can change the structure of that element. You'll see the styles element here and animation. Now, every time that you encounter a different element, you're typically going to see a different right side menu with different elements. You'll want to check each time to determine which ones you are going to want to use. You can also add in elements. And there are 6 kinds of elements that you can add to this page. You can add a text element. In that case, what you're going to do is drag and drop that element to the place where you want it to appear. Once you drag and drop that element, you're going to have a settings menu that you can edit, and once again, your right side menu is going to come available. You can edit that element or remove it altogether. We'll go back to our elements. Go back to add another element. You can add in a media element. In this case, you have images, image pop-ups, videos, video pop-ups, and audio players. For example, if we were to drop in an audio player, we can do that. You'll go to the audio player and you'll click on the audio player settings. And you'll notice then that you have a different right side menu. You have themes available to this area so you can change it. You also have an advanced menu just as you have with the other elements. For this particular element, we need to be able to place the audio file URL so that our audio file can play. You can delete the element altogether by removing it. You can add in both forms and advanced forms. You can drop in a countdown menu, and as you can see, we have a countdown element available. So for example, we can drop in another countdown element, and we can delete the one that we have. We can then customize the element that we have. We can go back and delete the element. And if we need to go back, we can go back to the original element by clicking the undo button. And ClickFunnels gives us other content elements that we can add to our page. You'll see content blocks as well as any other miscellaneous elements that you may want to add. And so to change the structure of your page visually, you can add in elements that ClickFunnels gives you direct to your page. You can customize those elements by going to the individual settings element. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.